NANNNOLES 3573. Chief complaint: cough. Number one, congestion. Number two, fever. Number three, sputum production. Number four, heavy smoking history. Number five, I think I might have COVID. Number six, nausea. Next one is vomiting. Next one is abdominal pain. Next one is history of fatty liver. Next one is history of leg pain. Next one is history of severe leg pain and burning, especially with activity. Our patient is a 48-year-old woman with multiple medical issues and problems, including diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, and diabetic neuropathy, period. The paragraph patient has been out of medication now for the past few months. She hasn't checked her blood sugar, hasn't checked her blood pressure, and comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days, including cough, congestion, body ache, nausea, diarrhea, and some vomiting, period. The paragraph previous medications included metformin, glipizide, Synthroid, and lisinopril, along with Lopid, which she has not been taking, period. Surgery, she's had a stent placed from her brain to her peritoneum because of some kind of increased pressures in the brain, but she's never gone back, never been tested, hasn't had any headache or any other issues, but the shunt still remains. Social, she smokes one pack a day. Her last period was years ago, she tells me. She doesn't drink alcohol. She's married. Her husband is a mechanic, works on black Apache, APACHIE helicopters for the Army in Conroe, Texas, period. She's been pregnant 3 times. Patient's family history, lung cancer, no colon cancer, maintenance exam. Patient is not interested in mammogram. Last one was years ago. She doesn't want another one. Does not want another one ever again, in quotation. Allergy, no drug allergy. 179 pounds today. Oh, immunization, doesn't believe in COVID immunization. 179 pounds, 96%, 98, 16, 91, 147 over 85. Heart, positive swarm, positive stool. Lungs, few bronchi. Abdomen is bronchi with rouse. Abdomen is soft. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Lots going on focal. Skin shows no rash. Looks to me shows a 1 plus edema. Number one, COVID-19 is negative despite exposure to COVID. Number two, excessive smoking. Number three, must quit smoking. Number four, some kind of shunt from her brain to the peritoneal cavity. We'll get the records on those next number. I'm not sure if she had hydrocephalus or if this is a VP shunt or what kind of shunt it is. Next number, we'll get all records. Next number, positive exposure to COVID. Next number, COVID test is negative at this time. Next number, non-compliance with medication. Next number, check blood sugar daily. Next number, give a prescription for give a prescription for her regular medication. Next number, rosefenicgram now. Next one is Decadron 8 milligram now. Next one is expect blood sugar to be elevated. Next one is call me with blood sugars in 23 hours. Next number, patient knows how to check her blood sugars, was given a glucometer with all the supplies. Next number is Z-Pack. Next one is Medrol dose pack at home. Next number, her Synthroid 75 microgram, glipizide 5 milligram, metformin 1,000 milligram were refilled. Next number, her Lopid was also refilled. Next number is check blood work. Next number is check cholesterol. Next number, come back in 3 days with blood sugar in hand. Next number, if she develops worsening symptoms, will call me right away. Next number is we'll get it looking to the ventricular peritoneal VP shunt. We get records. As well, next number's findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Thank you.